At 6:06, it is clear in Tulsa. We are already at 77 degrees this morning, climbing to 96 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Well, it is here. Election Day. The turnout for the Tulsa mayoral and auditors races will be difficult to predict since this is the first ever nonpartisan election in the city's history.
It's been real hard to guesstimate what our turnout might be, but the closest that I've been able to come up with is probably, you know, as low as 32,500 voters up to 48,000 voters. I would be thrilled if we could get more than that.
Tulsa County Election Board Secretary Patty Bryant says all registered voters in the city may vote in the nonpartisan election. The District 3 Tulsa County Commission race is also on the ballot today, but it is a Republican-only primary. The polls close at 7 o'clock tonight, and we'll be here this evening with the latest election results for you. Felony charges are filed against Owosso's city manager, Rodney Ray. He is accused of filing a false crime report and issuing a bogus check for over $1,000. The charges were filed in Tulsa County District Court yesterday afternoon. Ray was suspended as the Owosso city manager 2 weeks ago. A not guilty plea is entered in Rogers County District Court. Claremore Veterans Center physician aide Kenneth Morris was indicted last week by a grand jury for second-degree murder and caretaker neglect. Oklahoma Veterans Affairs Secretary Rita Aragon says trust must be rebuilt in the department.
Between the legislature and the department, the governor and the department, but most importantly, between the veterans and their families that we serve. And that, I think, takes an enormous amount of effort on everybody's part.
Prosecutors accuse Morris of neglect and abuse that led to the deaths of two patients who were in their 80s at the Claremore Center. The May 31st tornado and flooding death toll in Oklahoma has increased yet again. The new figure is at 21 dead this morning from the storms that hit central Oklahoma. While hundreds of properties with delinquent taxes are being auctioned off by the Tulsa County Treasurer's Office, our Marshall Stewart takes us to the auction block.
Properties being auctioned off owe back taxes from 2009 and will be sold to the highest bidder. Treasurer Dennis Simler expects to get more than 400 properties ranging from vacant lots to businesses off the delinquent list.
Well, it always depends on what people bid, but we typically would bring in about $1.1, $1.2 million, right around there would be the average.
The sale's underway at the Downtown Convention Center and will continue until the entire list of delinquent properties have been offered. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
An environmental group is praising the Oklahoma legislature for its 2013 session, giving lawmakers an overall B-plus grade for its work to protect the environment. The Oklahoma chapter of the Sierra Club released its legislative session summary yesterday. Businessman Mike Case presents Tulsa County with a $1 million donation to complete renovations of the LaFortune Tennis Center. Case pledged the $1 million donation contingent on the county's raising of $1 million more in private donations. County Commissioner Fred Perry says the milestone has been reached.
Last week, we received $65,000. That put us over the $1 million that we needed in order to do this project.
The $2.5 million project includes construction of a new clubhouse and three indoor courts. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today with a high of 96. It's going to be clear and mild tonight, 73 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is clear and 77. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.